Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. Let's get straight into it. 15 signs that you have trapped emotions. So, emotions become trapped inside of our bodies when we experience something that is painful, but we don't express our emotions because perhaps we have fear of punishment, embarrassment, shame, or wanting to appear strong. Now, often these patterns start in childhood. Perhaps our parents or caretakers punished us in one way or another, or shamed us for having unpleasant feeling emotions and for emotions that they deemed as unacceptable. Or perhaps they always told us to like suck it up and that like little boys don't cry, or all of these subliminal things that led us to believe that expressing our emotions is somehow a weakness. So we wanted to appear strong. So let's have a look at 15 signs that you have trapped emotions. Number one is you experience discomfort when other people talk about their feelings. Oh my goodness, is this prevalent? So I actually experienced this too. Some emotions were okay with me, but some emotions, when people would cry in front of me, I had a really hard time holding space for them. And the reason I had a hard time holding space for them was because I couldn't hold space for my own emotions. Number two, you regularly feel numb, blank, or apathetic. So there are some people that are, say they're emotionally numb, or they don't feel emotionally charged, or they have very little interest in emotions. And that just indicates to me that perhaps there is some wounding there that is too painful for them to explore. So they turn their head and pretend that they have no interest in it. However, that doesn't mean the emotion goes away. As we discussed, an emotion gets trapped in our body when we haven't expressed it, because an emotion is energy in motion, and energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed. So that emotion is basically circulating in your body. So just because we're not paying attention to it and we pretend to be apathetic doesn't mean that emotion has gone away. Number three, you are forgetful and have a foggy mind. Okay, so sometimes when we don't want to acknowledge the big emotions that we have, we kind of get a bit foggy and we distract ourselves and we keep our minds so busy and off of our emotions that we are forgetful of the day-to-day things and we just feel foggy in our minds. Number four, you feel tired for no reason. Remember how I was saying that the emotion basically gets circulated in your body? That takes a lot of energy. That is exhausting. And so even though we think we are being in control by like not expressing and pretending we don't care, we're actually using so much of our very vital energy in doing this. And it results in us being tired for no reason. Number five, you always need to be in control. Yes, some of the control freaks out there, we need to be in control, because if I can control my environment, then I know exactly what emotion is going to come out of me based on my environment. If I can't control the people and things around me, I don't know what emotion is going to come out. And so that can be a sign of trapped emotions. Number six, you regularly overreact. Okay, so someone that has a lot of pent-up rage and anger can get upset about really inconsequential things. And they don't aggressively and outwardly release, but they just overreact because that anger is kind of bubbling at the surface. Number 7, you are passive aggressive in conflict. So I see this a lot with us women where we have this anger, but we're not ready to really fully engage. We're not fully in our power. So we do this kind of backhanded, passive aggressive thing in conflict rather than just owning our truth. Number 8, you frequently feel nervous, low, or stressed without clear cause. Okay, so if we have experienced a lot of trauma in our lives, and because we were afraid to express for whatever repercussions there were, we may have really just suppressed them. And remember how we were talking about that keeping these emotions circulating in our body takes up a lot of energy. So your emotional frequency just gets lower and lower. And by the end, you're always just vibrating at nervous, low, or stress. That becomes your status quo. Number 9, you avoid being alone with your thoughts. Oh my goodness. This may be the most subtle one, because I think this almost applies to everyone, because we have so much on our plates. There's so much we can be doing. We're chasing children. We're talking to husbands. We're running our businesses. We're going out with friends. We have all these things to keep us busy that we do that so we don't have to be alone with our thoughts, right? So some of our extroverted friends, do that because being alone with their thoughts is frightful. Number 10, you use food, social media, TV, sex, and other distractions to keep you from feeling. Oof, yes. So think about when people go through a hard breakup and they're like constantly clubbing or they're always keeping themselves busy. Like that is a clear attempt to not feel the feelings. Number 11, you are too agreeable and don't express your desires. Of course, there needs to be a level of agreeableness to maintain healthy relationships. But when you don't express, when you're so agreeable that you don't even express your desires, that can be an indication that you've got a lot of pent up emotions in your body and you can't even speak your truth because of for fear of what the repercussions are. So you just keep on repressing them. Number 12, you are always sick. Going back to the emotions circulating in our body, right? No emotion is good or bad. Every emotion just is. But we need to release our emotions. And when we keep them bottled up inside, they form a little home inside of our body. And we throw off the homeostasis of our body. And that's how we create disease, okay? Plus, talking about how the emotion is constantly cycling in our body because we haven't released it, that takes up a lot of energy, which weakens our immune system, which makes us more susceptible to getting sick. Number 13, you may have weight management issues. Oh, yes. Okay, sometimes when we have trapped emotions, we use weight gain to protect us and even weight loss to protect us. And that can be an indication that you haven't expressed anger, resentment, or whatever that emotion is. So your body starts to store it in a physical way. Number 14, you have poor sleeping habits. Yes. Okay. When people tell me, I can't stop thinking at night, my head is racing, I'm thinking about this, I feel guilt over that. Yeah, that stuff keeps you awake at night because you haven't released it. And when we don't release it, it just keeps going on in our minds and it keeps us awake. Like our body can't go into the parasympathetic nervous system where we're constantly worrying about things. And number 15, you may have low self-esteem and low self-worth. And I would say this is a direct relationship. when you don't allow you to be you, as in, I have this emotion, I'm feeling this emotion, I'm going to express this emotion, and I'm going to release this emotion in a healthy manner, you are shutting off a piece of yourself when you don't let yourself express. You are making yourself wrong. You've essentially said, nope, that part of you I'm not going to accept. I'm only going to accept the good girl or the good boy aspects of me. And when you do that, it is a denial of the self. And anytime you're denying yourself, anytime you're betraying yourself, you are lowering your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your confidence. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.